the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
And one more time for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for what we have already experienced, worship. And we invite you to turn in your Bibles with us now as we turn to a couple of scriptures, one in the Old Testament, the book of Psalm, and one in the New Testament. As we are welcoming additional worshipers into the house of prayer, again, we thank the Lord for the fullness of those of you who are here in the body of Christ. Pray that you've already been blessed by what you've heard, witnessed, and or experienced in worship. Have you been blessed by the choir? Let's give God a praise offering for them. Everyone else stand to their feet. I mean, all standing to their feet, whether you have a Bible or not. I want to thank the Lord for those who provided our flowers, our Easter lilies all around the sanctuary. Don't they look beautiful? Give God a praise offering for them. We're grateful for the faithfulness of certain ministries in our church who make sure that our decor is always what it is. And we are thankful for that. I want you to find in the Bible Psalm 59. Psalm 59. And then I also want you to find Luke chapter 24. A couple of different scriptures, but one theme today, and that's the morning. I want to talk about the morning today and wow, and what God does in the morning. Psalm 59. Say amen when you've located Psalm 59. We're grateful again for all of you who are here, and as we stand, we honor the Lord and we honor His word today, and I pray that you would find deep meaning and deep reflection in the word of God, and that it may speak to your heart. Psalm 59 verse 1 starts off by saying, "Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloodthirsty men." Go to verse 14, and it says, "And at evening they return, they growl like a dog and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food and howl if they are not satisfied. But," somebody say, "but, I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense, my God of mercy." Now, with that in mind, I want you to look over in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 24. And there is another word that I'd like to lay on your heart and share, drop in your spirit. It is Luke 24, verse number 1. And I want you to note something similarly, a phrase that is mentioned in the text, and it says, Luke 24 verse 1, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, "they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared." Here ends the reading of God's divine and eternal word. May it edify and may it sanctify the people of God. I would that you pray with me on the title of today's sermon, "Why Are You Up So Early?" Amen. Now, that doesn't apply to y'all 11 o'clock folk like it did to the 6 o'clock folk. But I'm applied anyway. Why are you up so early? Amen, somebody?
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, I pray that your word would not return void, that it may accomplish that which it intended. Thank you for your word given, your word written, and your word spoken. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone under the sound of my voice. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that your anointing would continue to fall fresh in this place. I pray that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to feel what you are trying to say and do to us, with us, through us, and for us on this Lord's Day. Have your way, God. We shall be careful to give you glory and honor, Lord. Illuminate somebody's mind. Teach them something they did not know. Encourage somebody's heart. Help them to know trouble doesn't last always. And Father, ultimately, I pray that someone's soul would be convicted and someone would come down these aisles and say, here I am, Lord. I submit to you and I accept you today, God, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer and I ask it in Jesus' sweet name. Let the saints of the Lord, the redeemed of God, say together, amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm grateful today for the opportunity to come again before God's people, as you may be seated, to share what is a Resurrection Sunday morning message. I thank the Lord for giving us all another opportunity to be in the house of prayer. Because how many of you know God did not have to wake you up this morning and allow you to see the sunrise one more time. But he did. And for that we say, thank you, Jesus. We give him glory and praise because this day, more than every other Sunday, this is the day the Lord has made, because it is on this Sunday that we pause and we say, Lord, I acknowledge that this is the day that my salvation was sealed. This was the day that my salvation was delivered, because on Friday the price and the penalty was paid, but on this day the declaration was made. The penalty was paid on Friday, but the declaration that I've got all power in heaven and earth in my hands was declared on the resurrection day, the great getting up morning, the Sunday morning experience. And it is the penalty that was paid that we celebrate, but even more importantly than the penalty that was paid, it is the declaration that was made that he is Lord and he has got everything in the palm of his hands. If there had been no Friday, there would be no Sunday. Come on, somebody. If there had been no cross, there would be no crown. If there had been no crucifixion, there would be no resurrection. And so we stopped on Friday and we said, Lord, thank you for the crucifixion that was made. They whipped you and they pierced you in the side. They hung you high and stretched you wide. But you did all of that for me, that I may have another chance, that I may have a gift that no one else could have given me, that I would have not only a second and a third chance, but I would have another chance. And I don't know about you, but that's good news, and that's what the gospel is all about. And so on this Sunday morning, I just stopped by to tell you a little bit of good news. And the good news is that he's not in the grave anymore, y'all. The good news is that he's not on the cross anymore, y'all. The good news is that he is risen and that he is by the Father in heaven, seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And the good news is that we have been given the gift of everlasting life. And the good news is that the devil is defeated. And the good news is that my enemies are under my feet. And the good news is that I can walk because he has given me the opportunity to walk. And I can lift my head because he has given me the blessing of lifting my head. The good news is that I'm not defeated because he's not defeated. And we're not defeated because God has risen Jesus from the dead. That's the good news. That's good news. That's literally what the gospel means. It means good news. And when you've got good news, I hope it brings a smile on your face. I know you're dressed up on the outside, but I need to see some Easter smiles instead of some Easter dresses. I need to see some Easter, some resurrection spirits as opposed to some resurrection bonnets. I need to see some resurrection joy as opposed to some resurrection Stacey Adams. I need to see some resurrection peace as opposed to a resurrection dress. I need to see some resurrection long suffering as opposed. Anybody got the fruit of the Holy Ghost today? That's what I want to see on this way. I know you look good on the outside, but I want to see some joy on the inside, some peace on the inside, some love on the inside. Am I speaking to anybody today? Oh, I know you're going through some things, but press your way through that storm. I know you're down in the valley, but remember what David was told. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I shall fear no evil, because God is on my side. And when God's got your back, when God's got you covered, when God is your, not just your co-pilot, he's your pilot. When God is driving your car, flying your plane, guiding your train, then everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. When I make it to the city, it's going to be all right. But I know it's going to be all right on this side also. Some of you are going through some things. I just needed to start off by reminding you this is the day of good news. Some of you are going through some stuff in your marriage, but I want you to remember the good news. He paid it all, and all to him I owe. Some of y'all are going through some stuff on your job, and I want you to remember that boss did not die on Calvary's cross for you. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all are going through some stuff in your family. Your mama didn't do it. Your daddy couldn't have done it. Your grandmama couldn't have paid the price. Jesus paid the price. And all to him we owe. You've got some good news today. And I just stopped by to remind someone, it's Resurrection Sunday. My problems can be resurrected. My life can be resurrected. My job can be resurrected. My body can be resurrected. My sickness can be cast away. I need some resurrection power today. Anybody feel like being resurrected? Hey! He can do it. I just stop by to tell someone that is Resurrection Sunday. Devil, you are a liar. Get thee behind me. You're defeated. What you thought you did on Friday has been erased. And we've got some victory to shout about, to dance about, to jump about, to run about. Anybody happy today? Anybody thankful today? Anybody glorifying God today? Thank you, Father. It's Resurrection Sunday. I'm reminded what God did for me. Maybe he didn't do it for you, but I've got something to shout about. I've got something to jump about. I've got something to give God praise for. That old stuff, it should have died on Friday. It's Sunday, y'all. Come on, somebody. In the morning, I want to talk about what it means to be in the presence of God in the morning. See, it is a fascinating line in the text that it says that in Psalm 59, look at the text. You read it earlier, but I put the text on the screen. The screen says that at the evening they return. The question is, who is the they? And if you read in Psalm 59, starting in verse number 1, the they are folk who are enemies of the songwriter. Let me go back to Psalm 59. I need you to just go with me on this. I need you to see it for yourself. Psalm 59, I need you to understand what the scripture is talking about. Psalm 59 says, deliver me from my enemies. Oh my God, defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men. Come on, somebody. If that has not been your prayer, then you have not lived long enough. Come on, somebody. Deliver me from bloodthirsty men. Save me from those who are workers of iniquity. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Has anybody ever risen up against you? Has anybody sought your evil and not your good? Has anybody wanted your downfall and not your resurrection? I need that to be somebody's prayer today. Lord, deliver me. Lord, defend me. Lord, protect me. Lord, surround me.
around me. Lord, encompass me. Lord, give me protection from bloodthirsty people who don't want me to succeed. Who don't want, I'm talking for you now, not me. I'm talking for us now. The devil doesn't want you to succeed. And I need you to hear the prayer of the psalm writer. But he goes on to say in Psalm 59, verse number 14, he goes over to the other side. He says, and at the evening they return. They growl like a dog and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food. They are looking at you as if to devour you. They want to seek you, to destroy you. The Bible reminds me that Satan desires to sift us as wheat. Come on, somebody. And I know it's Resurrection Sunday, but let me just pause for a moment and go back 2 days to Good Friday, Crucifixion Friday. Because if Jesus were alive today, he is alive. Let me rephrase that thing. If Jesus was speaking in his old body, he would use these same words, that bloodthirsty men are seeking my downfall, that those who don't mean me any good are all around me. That's what Good Friday was all about. They shouted Hosanna on Sunday, but on Friday they said crucify him. They said kill him. They said destroy him. Let me just put it in 21st century terms. They said, terminate her job. Take the promotion away from her. Tell her she got cancer so she won't be successful. Tell him he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer so he won't run on and see what the end is going to be. Tell him that they are going to fail. Tell them that they're not good enough, that they're not successful enough, that they're not pretty enough, that they're not handsome enough. Tell them everything that's negative. Come on, somebody. Has anybody spoken those kinds of negative messages to you today? Has anybody ever told you some things that are not meant for your good but meant for your downfall? But I just stopped by to tell you that if they lied on Jesus, they're going to lie on you. If they talked about Jesus, they're going to talk about you. If they crucified Jesus, they're going to crucify you. But I'm so glad that Jesus got up on Sunday morning. And because he got up, that means I can get up. That means I can rise again. That means I can stand again. The text says something powerful. It says, at evening my enemies do this. But look at what happens in the morning. Chapter 59, verse number 15 and 16. 16 says, but I will sing of your power, and I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. And I just had to stop by to pause for a moment to say that this morning phrase is absolutely powerful and dynamic. Why is it at evening my enemies growl? Why is it under the cover of night that my enemies find it easy to do what they do when they do what they do? Come on, somebody. Why is it in the evening time that the devil looks to have his way? I ask myself the question, God, you could have lifted Jesus at noonday. Gee, God, you could have lifted Jesus in the evening. But why did you choose the morning? In the morning, Jesus got up. If you go over to Luke 24, you don't have to go there. Look on the screen. Luke 24, verse number 1 says, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb with spices to apply it to the body of who they thought was their dead Savior. Who were the they? The they was Mary times three. Mary Magdalene. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, the wife of Cleopas. And some other sisters. Come on, y'all. I don't mean to be gender biased today. But sisters, y'all ought to get a kick out of this thing. It wasn't Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. It wasn't Peter, James, or Andrew. It was Mary, and Mary, and Mary. Come on, sisters. They were some of those early evangelists. Because when they got to the tomb, Jesus wasn't in there. And they began to do a holy dance. They began to wonder what happened. Where is my Savior? What have you done with him? And then somebody said, go tell the brothers what we have seen. Come on, sisters. I need some sisters who know so much know about what God can do. That God is a way maker. That God is a burden bearer. That God is a heavy load sharer. I need some sisters to know that God is a mountain mover. Has God moved any of your mountains? Now, I'm not beating up on the brothers, but you know it was the sisters who was at the tomb early in the morning. It says in the text that this phrase appears both in the old Psalm 59 and it appears again in Luke 24 verse 1. But if you think and use your holy and divine imagination, you would find that there are a number of scriptures that speak about serving God in the morning. Just remember what Isaiah talks about. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes not in the evening time, but it comes in the morning. Remember what Jeremiah said in Lamentations chapter 3. His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. In the morning, I get a fresh dosage of grace. In the morning, I get a new set of mercies. In the morning, I get a new opportunity. In the morning, I get a new second chance. In the morning, not midnight, y'all, but in the morning. Not when the sun goes down, y'all, but when the sun is coming up. The Lord says, I'm going to give you a second chance, and a third chance, and a fourth chance, and a fifth chance, and another chance. Anybody been given another chance today? In the morning. What is it about the morning? I begin to reflect upon this thing about the morning. And there were three things that came to my understanding and of my remembrance. Number one, that morning represents the dawning of a new day. Yes. And so even when you think about it climactically, that there is the thing called winter. And then there's this thing, the season called spring. Winter is when the earth is furthest away from the sun. And it is during the season of winter that we begin to find things that are cold and dark, and death begins to set in. And so it is during winter time that we find things that are dying around us in the world. And they stay dead. They stay incubated. They stay underground for 3 or so months. Until God shifts the environment, come on somebody, and begins to shift the climate. And by the time the sun begins its new relationship with the earth, what was farthest away from the earth is now beginning to come back around. And what now becomes closer back to the earth, that which was cold is beginning to warm up. Yeah. So a metaphor for the morning is that cold versus warmth, darkness versus light. It is in darkness that we can't see our way. And so evening is when the devil likes to do his thing. Because the devil doesn't like the light. He comes as an angel of darkness. Even though there's some reference to him as light, the understanding, it is not the light of the world. And so the devil does what the devil does under the darkness, the cover of darkness. Haven't you noticed folk like to do their dirt when they can't be seen? Well, let me say that thing again. Folk like to creep around when they can't be seen. I stepped on a few toes there. That's a sermon for another day. Folk like to do what they do when they can't be recognized and identified. They like to do it under the cover of darkness. And yet another metaphor for the morning is that darkness has run its course. And now light is shining in the midst of your situations. But here's the thing I learned about light that I said earlier at the 8 o'clock crowd. Light has a whole spectrum. There's visible light. And then there's a light that you cannot see. We call that kind of light that you cannot see in darkness, we call that light gamma rays. Or we call it infrared. Or there are other names along the continuum of light that you cannot see because it is dark. Let me say that thing again. Here's where some of y'all need to pause for a moment. When it is a light, you can see the sunlight. But that is only a tiny spectrum of light on the spectrum of light. Even in darkness, light is still shining. And that says to me that even when it's dark, infrared light is still coming down. When it's dark, gamma rays are still coming down. When it's dark, radio waves are still coming down. You know what that says to me? When I'm going through a dark phase in my life and I can't see my way through, that doesn't mean that God is not present in my situation. Just because I can't see the light doesn't mean that the light is not there. And I'm so glad today that God may come in the form of a gamma ray. I'm so glad today that God may come in the form of infrared light that says to me that even when it's dark, He is still with me in the midst of my darkness. Anybody ever been in a dark situation? Anybody ever been in a bad situation? Don't you know the Lord is still with you even in the midst of it all? The darkness, the light, but then here's the climax of this metaphor of light. It is that death turns into life. So that which was dead can now be resurrected back to life. And that's what I love about the morning, because the morning reminds me it's a fresh start. When I woke up about 4:30, 5 o'clock this morning, I heard birds chirping. I didn't hear them chirping at midnight. Come on, somebody. When I woke up early this morning and got in my car, there were some dewdrops on the trees outside. That dew wasn't there last night. And all I'm trying to tell somebody is that even in a dark place, morning is still coming. But if you just hold on, God is going to step into your situation. If you just hold on, God will step into your circumstance. If you just hold on, He'll resurrect your past situation. If you just hold on, He'll lift you up out of your muck and your mire. If you just hold on, weeping endures for a night. Heartache endures for a night. Challenge endures for a night. But I'm so glad that morning has come my way. And because Jesus got up on Sunday morning, they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He stayed in the tomb all night Friday, all night Saturday, but early Sunday morning, Jesus got up. And because he got up, I can get up. Because he lives, I can live. Because he walks with me and he talks with me. He has given me a second chance. Third, fourth, fifth, another chance. And the good news today is that that which was dead can become alive again. And I'm so grateful today, because if you've ever been in a dead end situation, ever been in a dead end problem, ever been in a dead end circumstance, how many of you have ever been left for dead? How many of you have ever been kicked out and kicked aside and kicked to the curb? But before your enemies looked up, there was resurrection season going on. And it wasn't because of you. All you can do is say, Lord, I thank you. Because in the morning I rise. In the morning I get up. In the morning I praise you. In the morning. In the morning. So it is not coincidental that the psalm writer talks about the power of the Lord being manifested in the morning. It is not coincidental that Luke's gospel talks about the sisters coming to the grave in the morning. There's something about praising him in the morning. Rolling out of bed after a good night's sleep. Saying, Lord, thank you for watching over me last night. Thank you for keeping me through my midnight hour. Thank you for giving me a protection and a roof over my head, clothes on my back. Thank you for what you did for me. And now that I've got another day, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to magnify you. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together in the morning. Several years ago, we started a Wednesday morning prayer service. Some of the folk have said, that's a little bit too early, Pastor. I don't want to get up at 5:30 to get to the 5 or 5:30 to get to the church at 6. But there's a few faithful saints. I'm not saying they're any more holy. But there's something special about coming into the house of worship in the morning time. Before your day breaks, before the sun rises in the eastern sky, and you can see darkness turning into light. There's something about that that says there's hope in the midst of hopeless situations. Because every morning the sun rises and it chases away the darkness. And I'm so glad that my sun, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N, is always rising and giving me hope that chases away my enemies, chases away my heartache, chases away my pain, chases away my misery, and lets me know I'm strong. There's a new day of dawning. Hold on until the morning comes. In the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I thank God for the morning. One glad morning, when this life is over, I'm gonna fly away to a home on God's celestial shores. I'm gonna fly away. Whoa, I'm gonna fly away in the morning. But before that time comes, I'm gonna hold on to God with everything I have. Because I believe every day the sun rises in the morning is another chance for me to glorify and magnify his name. So I want you to answer the question, why are you up so early? You up so early because he got up early. Is that why you're up early? You're here because he got you here. You're here because he lifted you up. You're here because he gave you a second chance. You're here because he rose on Sunday morning. You're here because he loved you that much that God lifted him up early on Resurrection Sunday morning. Let the church say amen today. Let the church say amen again. And one more time for the Holy Spirit. Everybody standing to their feet. Everyone standing to their feet. Luke's gospel says, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb. And they did not find him there. I'm so grateful today that he wasn't in that tomb.
because it lets me know that my Redeemer is alive. They found the tombstone rolled away, and they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Very early in the morning. So it is my prayer today that someone would relive that same experience. Go look for Jesus. And understand he's not dead, but he is alive. I want the deacons and the trustees and the deacons and the deaconess and the clergy to go and extend an invitation out into the aisles. And I want you to join with me in praying for someone to come to know the Lord for themselves today. Pause with me as we pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this experience of worship. I pray now that your word has gone forth, that we can have some relevant, deeper understanding of the morning, of what the light represents. And if there is someone under the sound of my voice who doesn't know you, I ask that you would draw them out of their seat. Draw them closer to you. Father, do something in their lives. Some folk are in the midst of a dark situation. But God, help them to understand that in the morning there is joy. Draw them out of their seat today. As the choir sings this song of praise, have your way in their lives. Let some father step up and that he may lead his wife and his children. Let some mother step out and that she may take her children down the aisle. Let some husband, some wife, father step out together that they would not know that their relationship, they may know that their relationship would not be renewed until they've renewed themselves to you. Father, let someone know today, Jesus is the only way. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Go ahead and sing choir. In Jesus' name. Is there someone today? Is there someone today? Is there someone today? On this Resurrection Sunday, God is saying to you and your family, step out and give me your hand and give God your heart. Is there someone today?
By day and by night.
Is there someone today?